So let's just start with a super broad question. So just tell me a little bit about yourself in terms of your maybe your education, where you come from, what you're currently doing, that sort of stuff.
Awesome. So my name's Anish Ganesh. I'm currently a product manager at digital transformation consultancy called Wrangle, based out of Toronto. My background's actually in mechanical engineering, so grew up passionate about cars, wanted to be a car designer, especially a Formula One car designer. That led me to come to Waterloo actually to pursue my mechanical engineering degree. Through my co-op program at Waterloo, I got to spend quite a bit of time working for an organization called Ansys that specialized in engineering applications, especially as it came to simulation software. And that was my first exposure into my dream of becoming an automotive engineer. So spent a bunch of co-ops working there as an engineer, as a aerodynamicist, I guess, before transitioning into some software specific roles at Ansys itself. That was kind of my in into software development, because I never really saw a mechanical engineer with a dream to design cars getting into technology development. So that was an interesting transition from my perspective, from my career, and kind of opened up a lot of doors for me, because finishing up school, that's when the market crash happened in 2008, causing me to kind of rethink what I want to do with my career, just because automotive didn't seem very sustainable. It was really hard to get in at the time. So I took the opportunity I got at that time to work full-time at Ansys after graduation in 2010. And that got me a little deeper into the whole technology development field. As I worked through development, I tried various roles. I worked in documentation for a few years. I worked in testing, did some application support. So I had a wide variety of exposure from a product development support role before I decided to complement my engineering education with some skill sets that I didn't have at the time, particularly some of the broader areas such as marketing, finance, general consulting skills that I wanted to develop, that I was getting interested in. And I decided to go back to school at that point and pursue an MBA at school at Queen's University, Smith School of Business. And coming out of school, that's when I kind of broadened my look beyond just engineering, beyond just technology, beyond just the user experience side of things that I was kind of exposed to through my documentation and application support roles. And I wanted to find a career that kind of complemented my career aspirations at the time, both from a technology perspective, from a marketing perspective. I think product management seemed the most natural career path for me. That's when I decided to apply to a lot of product specific roles at companies. And my first exposure to product was actually working as a business analyst in a company called DealerFX, based out of Toronto. So I worked there in the product department as a business analyst on automotive application support. So they build applications for dealership technology. And that's how kind of working as a BA got moved into a product role to manage a portfolio of scheduling applications there.
So, do you want to talk maybe a little bit about what you currently do at Wrangle?
Sure. So as I mentioned before, Wrangle is a digital transformation consultancy based out of Toronto. As an organization, they kind of evolved from being a pure JavaScript development shop that build mobile and web applications for companies. We've transitioned into a more end-to-end digital transformation agency that's helping companies reimagine what their digital presence look like, especially with the ever-changing landscape. So we offer beyond just JavaScript development. We go into we have a creative practice that looks into the user experience, the visual research and design portion of it that'll help companies distinguish their application experience from the competition. We also open up a strategy practice, and that's where my group, the product management group, falls onto the digital strategy group that's supporting organizations from a direction perspective. So as opposed to just building applications based on gut research or the way we've done things in the past, we really want to help identify what the right market opportunity is, and make sure we're building applications that are requested by users and needed by users. So trying to establish that need, trying to justify and validate the direction the application needs to go to is a critical task. And that's what makes and breaks a lot of these companies, especially trying to get a digital footprint, is making sure there's a need for what they want to build. And we're building to that need and not necessarily to internal pressures and to just legacy applications, because the world's changing and we need to adapt to that change, and our applications and our journeys are changing as well. So making sure you're balancing out the market needs to the technology outcomes to what the user experiences, that's what our role is. So we're working mostly with clients from around different verticals in fintech, retail, e-commerce, healthcare, to help support that digital strategy for these organizations to make sure they're building the right applications for their customers. So the product group here, again, we have different tiers of it, but primarily are working with client stakeholders to identify what the organization's need is from an application perspective and connecting that to the user needs and prioritizing some of the decisions that go in, that we need to make going into the application, make sure the application is being built with the right agile mindset approach. We're iterating, we're validating our applications and delivering the right results.
Cool. So what would you say your day-to-day looks like at Wrangle currently in your job as a product manager?
Since Wrangle is a digital transformation consultant, your day-to-day actually changes with the nature of the project, so and the nature of the client as well. Some of the projects were focused more towards the delivery aspect of it. So making sure your product backlog's up to date, your backlog's prioritized, all the requirements and acceptance criteria are clearly defined, making sure the team has the right information and resources and prioritization that they need to deliver on stuff, and monitoring and answering questions to the team. But on a larger level, as a senior product manager, you're looking at that bigger picture. You're looking beyond just how you deliver a successful product. You're looking at what's next for the product. You're acting as an internal owner for that product, right? Because, I mean, organizations have a lot of different products in their ecosystem, but for each product, they need to have an owner that makes decisions for that product. It's looking at the complete picture, looking at the market, looking at the technology platforms, looking at the users for that particular product and making decisions based on it. So you're actually the CEO of your product in many ways. You're looking at that P&L of your product, making sure every feature, every solution that you put out there, it's meeting its purpose, it's meeting its goals. You're monitoring analytics, or you're monitoring conversions, you're monitoring usage to ensure that the users are interacting the way they are, and you're making decisions on what changes you need to make either to upcoming features and solutions or to existing features and solutions to actually make your product better and more usable. So the nature of your role changes day to day based on like the complexity of that particular day, based on users, based on your clients, based on the challenges that the team's facing. But end of the day, the most important thing there is you're the decision maker, right? You're looking at all the data, you're looking at all the numbers, you're looking at all the recommendations and the judgments of your team to make prioritization decisions for that product. So that's, I think, the most common theme that you'll see among product managers, is being able to think quickly on your feet and be able to prioritize and also balance what needs to be done against what can be done or should be done based on what's right for the product. So on a high level, it like I said, it varies, but it's always a different challenge every single day.
All right, cool. So do you have any advice for students that might be looking to get into the product management field?
Absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, product management is not something I was looking to get into as I was even finishing up my undergrad. It's a field that I learned about through working in the industry, working with a lot of product managers, seeing what they do, and being really excited about what they do and the challenges they face and solve. So my advice to students who are interested in the role is definitely pair up and look for a mentor who can actually guide them into what product management really is, because as exciting as and as challenging that might sound, there is real experience and challenge that come along with it, right? So look for that mentor within your organization, within your group, within your peers, support organization who can really guide you into what product managers do on a day-to-day basis and help you kind of shape yourself into being a product manager. In addition to that, I know a lot of organizations, especially large organizations, have co-op and internship programs for product management. And that's, I think, a great entry point, is it gives you exposure on a more tactical level into product management. But it, again, gives you an exposure, it gives you the opportunity to work with a lot of great product managers out there, learn from them, and being able to apply those skills on practically. There's also a lot of programs out there called associate product management, and these are meant for graduates just coming out of school who have some basic experience working in the technology development field, giving them the opportunity to kind of transition into that product management. So you're always paired up with a senior product manager. You shadow them, you see what they do, and eventually you start taking on responsibility from that product manager and grow yourself into a product management role. So those are some avenues that you can get into. But from a tactical standpoint, day one right now, my advice would be look just beyond the engineering and technology side, especially if you're into product management. Start paying attention to some of the market trends around you. See what some of the competition is doing. Start looking into some user experience sort of courses or start generally becoming interested in user experience, because that's a big driver for product development now. A challenge a lot of product managers see is being able to make decisions that really affect the user and how their journey. So there's a lot of great courses out there. There's a lot of great resources out on the internet as well that will help you support through that journey. But there's small steps you can start doing today, even within your role, even every co-op that you get into, to kind of apply some of these learnings from user experience or from technology platforming or from marketing and generally what's happening in the startup ecosystem to actually become a good product manager. I think the best way and how I got into it was working with a lot of startups, right? So if you get an opportunity to work with a startup, I think it's a great opportunity for students and new graduates to really expose themselves to different fields within the company. So because it's a small organization, you have more responsibilities essentially to deliver. And this gives you the opportunity to try out those different skill sets, right? Try some of your marketing skill sets. Try identifying users, talking to users. So it gives you a little more exposure. I think that's the greatest learning lesson that will help any individual grow into a good product person eventually.
Nice. So I think you touched on some pretty key sort of skills that a product manager should have. Do you have any sort of, I guess, key characteristics that you think a product manager should have in terms of like who they are as a person and what they're able to do?
That's a great, great question. I think every product manager needs to be curious. They always need to be curious about what's happening globally in the technology sector to learn new things, new challenges. They should be curious to be able to ask all the right questions of all the right individuals to get all the information they need. Because as a product manager, you're truly a facilitator of decisions for your team, right? You're the individual that the team goes to in order to make a decision. And in order to be able to make those decisions, you need that experience, you need that information, you need that knowledge from your domain, from your technology, to really be able to expose yourself to success, right? You also need to be open to risk, because not every decision that you make is going to be successful. So there's always going to be failures in a product management's career. I've had many of those in my career. But the important thing is not be afraid to make those decisions that are high risk, because from my experience, from high risk, you do get high rewards, but you also crash and burn. But it's what you learn when you fail is the most important part of being a product manager, is that learning now gives you the backup and the data that you need to make better decisions in the future. So be open to new ideas, be open to people challenging your decisions, and being able to learn from those challenges and grow as a product manager. I think that's the most important skill set.
Awesome. So what are your favorite parts, I think, or of being a product manager?
There's a ton that I love about this job. The most important thing is being able to learn new things. In the consultancy, especially in my current role, I've been able to work on many different kinds of projects, including like working with you on some of the accounts at Wrangle. you see every single day is a different challenge. Every single project you take on is a different challenge. Every single individual you deal with is a different challenge, but it's also an opportunity for you to kind of get exposed to a lot of different ideas and challenges and be able to kind of grow and work with them, right? You also get an opportunity to work with a lot of different people and lean into their experience and grow from their experience as well. So I think for me, being able to kind of expose myself to areas that I've never previously been exposed to, like React and DevOps and Contentful and CMS integrations. I mean, it's something I've never imagined myself getting into when I first started engineering. But now that I've gotten into and getting exposed to all these different people that I've been able to work with and different tools that I've been able to kind of integrate into my projects and grow and become a better product manager, because now I have an exposure to that. So it's just an experience you get from working with so many different folks, right? And so many different projects. I think that's the greatest part of my job, is every day I go in, I know there's things that are going to come up that I've never heard of, never been exposed to. And I'm going to get better at the end of the day because I know that much more now, right? Which will help me in my future as well.
Awesome. So you mentioned something before that I think is really interesting, where you mentioned the fact that you're sort of like the CEO of the product, right? And I think I've heard that from other product managers as well. But what I've also heard on top of that is the fact that you are someone with a lot of responsibility, but you don't have the power to sort of back it up. Like, you don't have the sort of authority to tell people what to do or to follow your decisions that you make, right? So how do you sort of deal with that challenge of trying to convince people how that what you're saying is correct, right? Or your decisions are the right ones?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a challenge that a lot of CEOs have now as well, especially like if you have a board member that you report to. You need to justify yourself. You need to validate yourself and have back up data that actually can help you go in the right direction. So like I said, like, you have to make a lot of decisions, but you also need to lean on your team to give you direction and support to be able to make those decisions, because not a lot of people are going to just believe you just because you say something's going to work. You need to kind of have that domain expertise. You need to have those viable data points to be able to build confidence and trust in your stakeholders that you can actually deliver and the product's actually going to work. So for me, I've faced that challenge on numerous occasions that I want to make a decision. I believe in the decision, but so the stakeholders don't believe in that decision themselves. So it's all coming down for me to be able to justify that and use data, use analytics, use research data, use market research to be able to justify my point of view so that I'm backing myself up either through the experience of my team, if it's a technology related or user experience related situation, or if it's market data in terms of just validation and market direction. So it's all about being able to build that confidence in your stakeholders, saying you validated the assumptions that you made. And you're able to show them that you've thought about this and you're ready to take the risk. And you also have a contingency plan in place in case things don't follow. And it's becoming a lot easier now, especially with the agile way of doing things, because you're mitigating a risk by making your development cycle smaller, right? So instead of having to wait every 6 months or every year to get release out and validate that, you're validating your assumptions on a weekly basis or bi-weekly basis, which is de-risking a lot of the initial concerns around making decisions, right? So even if you make a decision this week around feature or functionality that's not true, being able to have those small sprints and small development cycles, you can reverse that direction fairly quickly and with low cost. So that way, the methodology that you're implementing now to build things is actually helping product managers make more confident decisions and be able to kind of change the direction if they need to, if those decisions don't work out.
Cool. So do you have any sort of, I guess, if you could go back in time and maybe talk to yourself before you started this role, what would you like, what are some things that you wish you knew before you started the role of product management?
I wish people told me how much fun it would be. No, but some of the things around this role is knowing how to prioritize, and that includes prioritizing your own responsibilities, right? So as a product leader within your team, within your group, there's a lot of pressure on you to make decisions and do a lot of tactical things as well. So it's learning how to balance both your product roadmap and your backlog and your responsibilities. So one thing I would definitely wish someone had told me, or something I would have learned, is being able to lean on your team to help you, because you only have a certain amount of bandwidth, you only have a certain amount of work that you can handle on your own, and there's only a certain amount of expertise you yourself have. There are domain experts out there that can really help you become better at your role and your product better at its responsibilities, right? So definitely you lean on your team, working with experienced researchers, visual designers, working with your technology specialists, your solution architects. These guys know a lot. They are the domain experts. They are the ones who can really help you deliver that next generation application that users are looking for. You can't do it all on your own. You're just a piece in the whole, in big machine, right? You need to learn how to work with the other pieces and leverage each piece's functionality to become a good piece of machine that can deliver consistent results. So it's not all about making decisions. It's not all about being the leader. It's about learning when to make decisions and learning when to take a step back and help your team become more efficient.
Cool. I really like that answer. Okay, so that's pretty much it, I think, from me in terms of questions I want to ask. Is there anything you want to talk about before we sort of finish?
No, I just want to kind of get your view into your first few months as a product manager.
Wow. Well, it's been very different than what I expected, if I'm going to be honest. So I think that what I was sort of expecting was something similar to what I saw you doing on our team. So like, for some background, Anish and I worked on the same team for, I think, like around a month at Wrangle when I was a co-op there in the fall term of 2018. And I was a developer and he was our team's product manager. We were working on a project for Staples, which is pretty fun. But so I was sort of thinking that I would be that person sort of like more delivery based, talking to the team, seeing what features we need to prioritize, seeing what like could be done, what was feasible, what wasn't, right? But at my current role at BlackBerry, it's much more strategic focused in terms of like, it's looking and doing a lot of research into what are some feasible products for BlackBerry to pursue, right? So it's not working on a ready predefined product, like for example, the Staples one was, where like you have a solid goal that you're looking towards, right? So this is like, it feels like a lot more ambiguous, right? Which is definitely, at first, was really difficult for me to deal with, because I'm like, I don't even know what I should be aiming for at this point. I'm just like I don't know what's out there, right? And I guess that's the whole point, is trying to figure out what's out there and trying to figure out where the market's going and stuff like that, right? But I think that was sort of like the big difference that I sort of had going into the role, that I kind of was like, oh, maybe this is completely different. So yeah.
Now that's great insight, and that's the beauty of product management. It varies from each role, and within the role, it varies between each team that you're in. And the work that you're doing, I think it's excellent work, and it's a key skill for product managers to have, is being able to really understand the market, understand opportunities, and especially in innovation companies and startups, is being able to kind of identify trends and identify what direction your organization, your product needs to go in. I think it's a great skill set to have, and it's something that not a lot of product managers get to work on. So you being able to get an opportunity at BlackBerry, it's a great learning experience for you, and I think you'll definitely have skill sets that you need to develop as a product manager.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely, it's hard, you know, making these sort of, I guess, recommendations when you don't even know what's like, right? And that kind of goes back to your point of, you have to sort of be okay with taking on risk and failure, because it's like, I don't feel confident, to be honest. Like, I don't feel like anything I do say in terms of like a recommendation is correct, because I'm like, I've only been doing this much research. Maybe I need to do more research. Maybe it's something I don't know, right? So like, there's a lot of uncertainty around if you are ever going to make a call, which I'm not like as a co-op, right? Like, obviously there's other people who are making the call down the road, but like just me sort of making a recommendation, I feel like even that I can't really do without feeling like, oh, this is probably going to be wrong, right?
And that's the thing, and you hit the nail on the head. It's not being, every product manager goes through that phase where they're not very sure about decisions they're making, and that'll lead to a lot of failure as well, because a wrong decision, in my opinion, is better than no decision. So, but it's the learnings you get from making those decisions over time and conducting analysis and conducting like a loose analytics on yourself to see what kind of decisions actually are seeing success versus those that don't see success, and being able to learn from those past experience and being able to become better at it, right? So again, that ambiguity is something that we all go through at some point or the other, especially early on in our careers as a product manager. But as you make more decisions, that goes starts to go away, and you feel more confident in making the decisions, knowing that you don't have all the necessary data or all the validation that you need. But the best answer, in my opinion, is the best solution to that, in my opinion, is being able to see what the outcome is from a product perspective and being able to pivot or grow your product based on that outcome.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. Cool. Do you have any other questions you want to ask me?
No, that's great. I'm glad you're trying out product management so early in your career. I think it's a great exposure for you to learn whether or not this feels for you. I know a lot of people want to get into product management, but once they get in there, they realize that it's not for them. They want to be hands-on. They want to be technical. So I think it's good that you're trying out a lot of different fields through your co-op experience. I think for me, that really helped me kind of decide the direction I want to go in, being able to work in different roles. And that kind of, I attribute that to my current position, I guess. We'll see where it takes me from here. But I think that's a really important skill. So I'm glad to see that you're using that.
Mm-hmm. And that actually brings up another question that I think a lot of people have when it comes to like going into product management is, do you think there's like a sort of level of technical ability or like technical breadth that you need to achieve before you can be an effective product manager? Like, do you need to know enough about development? Do you need to know enough about design, about business, about marketing before you transition into the role? Or do you think it's okay for people to just sort of, whenever they have the opportunity to try it out, like regardless of how much previous experience they have in, let's say, like software development or design or any of those things, right?
I'm going to answer that question through an analogy. I'm like, look at any startup that's out there. And you look at any of the founders of those startups, they don't have any sort of formal skill set in one field or the other, right? I mean, they might be great developers and they might be great technologists, but they're not necessarily don't have marketing background or the work experience in marketing. Or they might be great marketers, but they don't have any idea in technology, right? So it's the same with product management. It's you don't need to be good at one thing or the other. You don't need to be a good marketer. You don't need to be a good technologies only, right? You don't need to have like domain expertise in everything. What you need to have is an open mind, right? And you're going to support yourself with people who can kind of complement on the skill set that you have in order for you to fill some of those gaps that you need to have in your role. So to answer your question in short, no, you don't need to have a technical background or you don't need to have a marketing background to be a good product manager. You need to know how to solve problems. You need to know how to make decisions, and it's more of that personality trait that comes out in this role as opposed to any of your specific skill sets, right? I would look at traits such as communication. You need to be good at communicating with people because they're constantly looking at you to make decisions and then go in a certain direction. You need to be confident, right? You need to be able to validate your decisions. You need to be able to present to stakeholders. You need to be able to present to your team. So there's more of those personal attributes that really make product managers stand out as opposed to being good as a developer or a marketer or a designer, right? So that those skills are trainable, but there's certain personality traits that are not trainable that make good product managers.
Good to know. I really like that. Thank you for clearing that up. All right. So is there anything else you want to talk about before we end then?
No, I mean, I'm really excited to see what you're doing with the UW Product Management Club, and really excited to see what that goes. I think it's a great opportunity at Waterloo. We have some great talent. We have some great co-op students at Randall and other organizations I've worked at that come out of Waterloo like yourself, Nick. And I think for me, it's as much as I can learn from you guys, being a Waterloo co-op at one point of my life, I see the real value in the program and the real value in having a club like this to help communicate the value of product management to students there. I think it's great. Keep up the good work, and I'm really excited to see where this goes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for all those kind words. All right. So I think that's pretty much it. Thank you so much, Anish, for joining me today. And yeah, hope to see you around. Maybe we can meet up in Toronto sometime, because last time, oof, I flaked.
Yeah. You still have your stuff lying around, so you need to come pick that up.
Yeah, whoops. I'll come soon. All right.
Thanks, Nick. Take care.
Yeah, take care.